Darrell, it was a topsy-turvy encounter. What was your take on today's point?
Well, I was just very disappointed with our defensive first half performance, to be honest with you. Really disappointed in our decision making with the ball first half. We got a great start for a well-worked set piece that we did a bit of work on. And then we didn't build from there. Start going too long and direct, not enough players showing for the ball. Defensively, I thought we got a bit bullied. With them not really creating many chances, but we certainly shot ourselves in the foot the first half. The second half, I thought it was a very good response. I think there was only one team. If we'd perhaps got the goal a little bit early, we might have gone on and won the game. We've had chances again, haven't we? We've been on the front foot. So, listen, I want to win every football match, but I suppose if you'd have said offered me 4 points after the first two league games, I'd have probably snapped your hand off for early days.
Chalk and cheese, I suppose. Yeah, the half an hour that ended the first half and then the more sort of dominant second half.
Yeah,
you must have had stuff
like
to say to them. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've had a fair bit to say, obviously. But you know, I don't want to be having to do that, really, to be honest, with this group. They should know that, you know, after the first 5-10 minutes and we stretched it, let's get on the ball and play. And you know, one or two of them had a disappointing performance on the ball. First half, we never built on that great start, albeit we had a few chances first half as well still. So, yeah, plenty to improve on.
Show your ambition and desire to get that equaliser. You had your two centre-halves in the box in the build-up to that penalty and Josh was alert to take the rebound.
I'm rolling the dice and I don't always come off, but we're rolling it and we're going to be asking questions, and that's what we're going to be doing to try and get back in the game, not to draw it but to try and win it. You know, we wanted to, even when we got the equaliser, we still wanted to go on and try and win the game, but it wasn't to be.
Talk about rolling the dice, and I suppose your squad is quite flexible and you were able to sort of change it a bit in that second half, maybe Josh coming a bit closer to Elijah at times as well, would you say?
There's good options, isn't there? There's good options, and you like to give the opposition something else to think about. So, you know, working that, and I think the lads have an understanding of the changes that we make, or the system change we might change throughout the game. They're well clued into it. You know, a lot of work on the training pitch goes off on that. So when it's good to have got that squad that's flexible to be able to do that.
What's the big thing that you will learn from today in terms of you watched Harrogate in midweek, of course.
I just think the division's so competitive, and it will be very, very competitive this year. But I believe when we're on a game, we can be unplayable at times, and we've shown glimpses of that. I think it's been a real positive, shall we say, first 4 games of the season with the cup games in. So there's a lot of positives out there, but we want to keep improving, keep working hard. Like I say, we're back at home next week, and we're trying to get another 3 points next week.
Touched upon it earlier on, but it was a move from the training ground really to put you 1-0 up from Alfie Bates spotting the Rory.
It's been worked on the last couple of days with them leaving 2 up. We thought we could get a pull back at the edge of the box if Kins run their midfield off, and it worked a treat. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. The only crime in that is if you're not working on things like that.
Win your home games, draw your away games, encouraged?
Well, listen, it's early days, isn't it? I think 10, 12 games we'll know. We know the different challenges we're going to get in this division, but I think we've just got to keep moving forward, keep trying to improve. I think we're going to be competitive, hopefully, in every single game we play. And there'll be different challenges, but let's give Harrogate credit. You know, I thought they were excellent against West Brom in midweek, to be honest with you. I think they got a real good connection over the pitches, and they're going to cause a lot of teams a lot of problems.
Final word on your substitute Danny Guthrie. Came on, got an early yellow, and then got his marching order.
Yeah, I mean, he's lunged in on the first one. I thought the second one he's pulled away, to be honest with you. I think it's a foul, but I think if the referee looks at that back again, he'll be a little bit disappointed. You know, to get two yellows for, you know, first one you could probably see, but he's actually pulled, it looks like he's pulled out and just hit him with his backside on the challenge. He probably should have known with his experience to maybe not go in for that, but you want your players committed, don't you? So. Thank you.
The key word in there about the first half was the fact your defenders were bullied a little bit. It's unlike your defenders to
it is,
deal
it
with
is, but there's no excuse for it. We've worked on it. We did a massive load of work on Harrogate all the way through the week, and we just didn't defend well enough first half. We were just sloppy with our defending thing, but then you look for a response from your team, didn't you? And I thought second half we defended magnificently. They've had one long range shot, haven't they? We defended corner as well, but disappointed we didn't get that foothold defensively in the first half. When you know, good teams like Harrogate, they're going to give you problems, they're going to ask you questions, and that's when you need to come through that spell, because I'd have still been going mad at half time anyway, even if we came in at 1-0 or 1-1. Does that make sense? Because I just didn't think, I thought we was playing into their hands.
Another key word was response. I thought Wes McDonald in the first half was a little bit quiet, and the second half got involved a lot more. How do you get the best out of
him? No, it's getting the ball to him, isn't it? Yeah. We didn't try enough. We weren't making enough angles to get on the ball, you know, first half for me. We just got the goal and we sort of stopped getting on the front foot. And I don't want my teams to do that. I want us to be able to get down and play it and move it and go and get two and three. That's why we want to play. And we didn't have enough players taking responsibility to do that first half.
And obviously you have to get him on the ball to make it happen.
Oh, listen, there's no point pumping a high ball into Wes McDonald, is it? Do you know what I'm saying? We pumped too many high balls, and it was brain dead football, to be honest with you, first half. And like I said to my team there at full time, I don't want to be coming in every game saying, come on, play, when, you know, people not taking responsibility, because they'll find themselves on the bench, because there's some, you know, you see my bench today, there's competition for places, there's a big hungriness amongst the group. But we're not all negative today. It's a good point. It's 4 points on the board, and we move forward.
Just a final word on Jack Nolan. What's he got to do to get into your plans? I know he's still getting fitness back as well.
Yeah, do better than what he did at Bristol Rovers.
You thought he was sloppy at that game. You're just not giving him a chance.
Yeah, he's poor, but he's working hard on his fitness levels. He's a great kid, great lad. He's only a second year pro, don't forget. He's only a babby, so get better. Simple as.